the Vancouver Canucks, Sportsnet 650. This is The Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Chang.
Got it ahead to Artemi Panarin. Up the left wing side, he comes into the capital zone. He goes with speed, gets to the front of the net. He shoots and scores! And I got two words for you! Game over!
Let's bring in our friend Vern Fidler, Fox Sports Midwest from Dallas, to talk about the Stars and what's going on. Hey, Vern, how are you? How are you today, my friend?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well. And some big news out of Big D today. Ken Hitchcock is now calling it a career, and he's no longer going to be the head coach of the Dallas Stars. Are you surprised about this, considering the thought was he would fulfill 2 years before retiring, maybe?
Not really. I mean, when they brought him in last summer, they knew that, you know, he signed a 1 year deal with an extension to maybe go up in the front office. And, you know, I don't think, you know, Ken, you know, obviously he's got his numbers and he's, you know, obviously going to be a Hall of Famer, I believe, with his coaching record. But I think, you know, he's running out of gas a bit, and he knew that maybe he had one more year in him, that's it. And he really didn't want to commit to much more than that. So, you know, the Stars didn't make the playoffs, but he still did a lot for the team. I mean, they climbed the goals against. I think they were sixth in the league for goals against. So from the year before, you know, they can take that kind of posit out of it. They didn't make the playoffs, but, you know, he's definitely laid a foundation and you know, put his touch on the team as far as defensive play. Now they just got to pick it up offensively a little bit.
Well, I mean, Ken Hitchcock will retire as one of the most winning head coaches in NHL history, also won a Stanley Cup. How would you summarize his legacy?
Well, he's a guy that he was very demanding. I mean, I didn't have a chance to play with him, but I was around him quite a bit this year. And, you know, he's very demanding. And, you know, he always found a way to get the most out of his teams. You look at St. Louis, he kind of got them over the hump and, you know, kind of solidified that group where, you know, they're a hard team to play against. They, you know, struggled a little bit this year, but he's just one of those guys that could really turn a team around. And, you know, he's not necessarily a guy that everybody gets along with, but he's a guy that gets the most out of his players. And, you know, his record speaks for itself. And, you know, I had a chance of sitting there last night looking at, you know, his numbers and that, and it's pretty remarkable the amount of wins the guy's put on his stat sheet.
Vernon, you were a member of the Stars for a number of years. The core of that team hasn't changed since. You still got Ben, Sagan, Spezza is part of that picture. Klingberg is there. What kind of coach do you think would work effectively with that core group of players? The past number of years, they've been veteran coaches like Hitchcock and Lindy Ruff, guys who are somewhat tough on players. Do you think it'd be more of a refreshing approach if the Dallas Stars tried to do a players coach sort of mentality now?
That's my belief. I think a players coach. I think now with the game being a lot younger than it has been in the past, there's not a bunch of old veterans like myself filling your roster. It's a bunch of young guys that, you know, they don't really know any different than having player coaches, because that era is kind of moving out of the hockey world. You have to be a guy that can adapt to, you know, these younger kids and be able to communicate a lot better, because they need that. And I think the best fit here would probably be, you know, in my opinion, would be to go after someone that's going to be more of a players guy kind of coach. Yeah, for sure. That's my opinion.
Jamie Benn had a pretty productive year once again, 36 goals, 79 points to lead the team in scoring. Once again, of course, it's just Jamie Benn doing Benn things. But is there still the feeling in that core group of players, in your opinion, that they can still get this done without having to make a whole lot of drastic changes to the roster itself?
Yeah, it comes down to they had a really tough road trip. You know, they had to go out east, and, you know, they're flying all over the place. And, you know, they went 0-1. Well, they had two ties on the trip out of eight games. And, you know, at the end of the year, when you're fighting for a playoff spot, that's exactly what you don't want to do. And, you know, they're a few games away from making the playoffs. You know, Bishop goes down in the last 10 games of the year, which, you know, really affected them. And, you know, obviously looking back on it now, they're so close, but there's still a couple things that they're going to have to change and adapt to, because, you know, 2 years missing the playoffs with the talent they have, you know, they're going to have to look themselves in the mirror and really try to dig a little bit deeper and find a way to get in the playoffs, because I think that, you know, you look at the skill up front, they're a team that could do some damage in the playoffs with a healthy Bishop. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what goes on this summer. I know Jim Mills, you know, chomping at the bit to make the team better like he has in the past, and I'm sure you'll see a few moves here and there.
We're talking to Vern Fiddler here on Sportsnet 650 with Sat and John Jang. You sort of mentioned that Dallas will probably look for a players type of coach. We know Glenn Gullitson was a coach there before. If the Flames fire Gully, can you see him being a candidate in Dallas again?
You know what? I'm not sure. I mean, they tried to bring, you know, put the band back together, to say, last year, and I don't know if they'll want to go that route again, just because, you know, how do you explain that in the media? Well, we tried it last year to bring a guy in that, you know, has been here in the past, and we know, and it, you know, it worked in ways that they, you know, they found a little more structure defensively. But, you know, you don't want to recycle another guy that you've had in the past and bring back, and then it doesn't work out, because then, you know, it's going to be turned on to maybe the management side. I think they're going to try to go after someone that's not, hasn't been here before. You know, you look for out there, there's Willie Desjardins, there's Glenn Gullitson, and, you know, Dave Tippett's out there. I just don't know what direction they're going to go in, but Alan Vigneault is out there. So, I mean, there's lots of guys out there, and I'm sure there's even a few other guys that may lose their jobs. I don't think Glenn Gullitson's on the list yet, but there's definitely a lot of good options out there, but it'll be interesting to see in the next few weeks who they bring in.
It would be interesting for Willie Desjardins, because we sort of talked about it, and he has apparently turned down opportunities to go to Europe for now because he wants to exhaust all opportunities in the National Hockey League, and of course, each coach team candidate at the Olympics, and he was the coach for the Stars minor league organization, of course, before, and it was an assistant with that organization, and he was known as a player's guy in Vancouver. So what do you know about Willie Desjardins? Do you think he could be a fit with those guys?
Oh, absolutely. I would, I think the world of Willie Desjardins. He's one of the best coaches I've ever had in my life, and in my whole career. We had him here in Dallas, and you know, he's just one of those guys that, you know, he just wins no matter where he goes. And, you know, I don't know if he really has, you know, all the tools in Vancouver to make, you know, any more than he did. But, you know, he's a guy that just goes wherever he goes. He goes to the juniors, he wins. He won a Memorial Cup. He goes to the minor leagues, you know, they won a Calder Cup. I mean, he's gone to the Olympics now with basically a, you know, not the greatest roster, and finds a way to win a medal. I mean, everywhere he goes, he finds a way to win, because guys want to play so hard for him, because everyone just loves him, right? It's just one of those things where he's in it with you. Like, you come into the dressing room and he's a guy that'll tell you, hey, we're in this together. I'm not playing on the ice, but we're a team. Like, it's not me against you guys. It's all of us together. And that seems to get the most out of everybody. So, you know, an NHL team's going to be very lucky to get Willie and running the bench, because I know all the guys here in Dallas, they think the world of him, just because they all had him in the minors in Austin. So if that might be an option, I don't know if it is or not. I'm not in the management group, but that would definitely be a good pick, in my opinion, for sure. And, you know, even Gullitson, I mean, I don't think he's been fired or released yet from Calgary, and he was one of those guys too, where he was just a guy that everybody wanted to play for, one of the guys in the dressing room, and enjoyed being around everyone. So he'd be another guy that is going to be, if he is you know, relieved of the job in Calgary, there'll be an NHL team that'll be very lucky with him as well.
Yeah, those guys, I mean, Gullitson and Willie Desjardins, just by how their demeanor, such a change of departure from guys like Lindy Ruff and Ken Hitchcock. So it makes sense as far as a change of pace goes. And one final question on the Dallas Stars. I know John's going to ask about the playoffs here in a second. Valeri Nichushkin, 10th overall pick back in 2014. Do you think he's back with the team next season?
I do believe he will be back. You know, it's one of those things, I think, with Val, you think the grass is a little bit greener on the other side, and I think he's realizing that it's not so green on the other side, and I do think he'll come back, and, you know, he'll really have something to prove, kind of like when Radulov came back. He's, you know, he came back, and, you know, you're happy to be back in the USA and come play for the team that drafted you and invested in you, and I think Val will be back, and I think he'll make a huge difference with this team next year.
talking to Vernon Fiddler now as we try and break down the NHL playoffs as we get set for another night of exciting games. Vernon, I guess your bracket looks pretty easy. I'm just going to assume here, but given your time playing with Nashville and with New Jersey there for half a season, is that your dream finals? Maybe the Devils and the Youngsters taking on the Predators, who look like a pretty complete team all around.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love that for Ray Shiro and David Poile, two of the guys that put me on the map. You know, two great guys that have, you know, two of the best GMs in the league that just find a way to, you know, rebuild teams and, you know, stay competitive, you know, with the new salary cap and everything. But I don't see anybody beating Nashville. I think they're really good. I know the dressing room, obviously, from playing there last year, and what a leadership group that dressing room has. You know, Ellis and Yossi and, you know, Fisher and Colton Sissons. It just goes down the list. These guys all are on the same page. PK Subban, they just are all on the same page, and, you know, they all click well together. And it was a pleasure playing there, and I have a really good feeling about the Preds this year.
How big of a role will Ryan Johansson play here? I mean, I know he had 14 games last season in the playoff runs with Nashville, but then he got injured and wasn't really available for the finals. But, I mean, the guy is, his body, his physical ability seems like it's meant and designed for a good, long, healthy playoff run.
Yeah, we really missed him when he went down against Anaheim. That, you know, that killed us up the middle, but he's another guy where, you know, he's kind of had a bad rap in Columbus of not being. This kid was a great leader when I was there. He was, you know, grabbing guys and talking to guys and, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. Like, I was pleasantly surprised on how much of a leader he was. And, you know, even in my exit meetings, I told them, I said, you know, this kid eventually will be a captain. And I believe that just because he's, you know, a big, strong kid that cares and, you know, plays the right way. He's got tons of skill. So I really liked his game. There's just, you just go up and down that lineup and everybody has something to bring. And David Poile and Paul Fenton have done a great job with that roster.
Vern Fiddler. And Vern, just to have a little fun before we let you go, the Dallas Cowboys are releasing Dez Bryant. Are you surprised about that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't follow football much, but I am a little bit. But you know, you don't win. They got to make changes, right? Like, you know, you got someone's got to you know, take the hit. And when you're not making the playoffs and winning games, you got to make changes. And that's what the Cowboys are deciding to do.
Hey, Vern. Mike Fisher was convinced to come out of retirement to join the Predators here on their playoff run. Was there any inclinations with that for you? I mean, I know you must be enjoying retirement and watching games nowadays, but was there at least a competitor in you saying, you know, if Fishy can do it, maybe I can do it?
You know how many phone calls I got about that? I got, but when I realized it was, I'm coaching my son's team, they're 10 years old, Squirts, and I can't even keep up with them. So I just decided that, you know what, I took a day and I'm like, you know what, if I can keep up with these 10-year-olds, I'll maybe, you know, get the bag out of the attic and dust it off and put the equipment on. But I couldn't even keep up with them. So my final decision was made that I'm just going to keep my gear in the attic.
Attaboy. Hey, Vern, it's always a pleasure talking to you, my friend. And hopefully we'll talk again soon as the playoffs move along here.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you
Vernon.
Too. Yeah, Vernon Fiddler. He's a fun guy to talk to.
Oh, so much personality. If you look at his Twitter profile, his actual image, the display picture, is the Vernon face, the BXA face.
Well, here's the thing, too. There is also a Vern Fiddler parody account.
Right.
So make sure that you don't go on the parody account.
Oh, I'm on the real one.
Just make sure you're on the real one, yeah.
Sportsnet 650.